The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter number 9, text number 29, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Dasatkikari, recorded on April 1st, 2009, in Riga, Latvia.
So, tonight, we are reading from Srimad Bhagavad Gita, chapter number 9, text number 29.
Tā šobrīd mēs lasām no Bhagavad Gītas 9. nodaļas 29. pantu.
Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om namo
Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Samoham sarvabhuteshu. Name dveshosti na priyaha. Ye bhajanti tumam bhaktya, mai te teshu chapyaham, samoham sarvabhuteshu, name dveshosti na priyaha. Ye bhajanti tumam bhaktya, mai te teshu chapyaham. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. I envy no one, nor am I partial to anyone. I am equal to all. But whoever renders service unto me in devotion is a friend, is in me, and I am also a friend to him. One might question here that if Krishna is equal to everyone, and no one is his special friend, then why does he take a special interest in the devotees who are always engaged in his transcendental service? But this is not discrimination. It is natural. Any man in this material world may be very charitably disposed, yet he has a special interest in his own children. The Lord claims that every living entity, in whatever form, is his son, and so he provides everyone with a generous supply of the necessities of life. He is just like a cloud which pours rain all over, regardless of whether it falls on rock or land or water. But for his devotees, he gives specific attention. Such devotees are mentioned here. They are always in Krishna consciousness, and therefore they are always transcendentally situated in Krishna. The very phrase Krishna consciousness suggests that those who are in such consciousness are living transcendentalists situated in him. The Lord says here distinctly, mai te, they are in me. Naturally, as a result, the Lord is also in them. This is reciprocal. This also explains the words, ye yata mam prapadyante tangs tataiva bhajam yaham. Whoever surrenders unto me, proportionately I take care of him. This transcendental reciprocation exists because both the Lord and the devotee are conscious. When a diamond is set in a golden ring, it looks very nice. The gold is glorified, and at the same time, the diamond is glorified. The Lord and the living entity eternally glitter. And when a living entity becomes inclined to the service of the Supreme Lord, he looks like gold. The Lord is a diamond, And so, this combination is very nice. Living entities in a pure state are called devotees. The Supreme Lord becomes the devotee of his devotees. If a reciprocal relationship is not present between the devotee and the Lord, then there is no personalist philosophy. In the impersonal philosophy, there is no reciprocation between the supreme and the living entity. But in the personalist philosophy, there is. The example is often given that the Lord is like a desire tree. And whatever one wants from this desire tree, the Lord supplies. But here the explanation is more complete. The Lord is here stated to be partial to devotees. This is the manifestation of the Lord's special mercy to the devotees. The Lord's reciprocation should not be considered to be under the law of karma. It belongs to the transcendental situation in which the Lord and his devotees function. Devotional service to the Lord is not an activity of this material world. It is part of the spiritual world, where eternity, bliss, and knowledge predominate.
Shri Guru Shri Jata Parakamala Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupa Sagrajata Sagana Raguna Tanvita Tam Sajiva Sadaita Savadutam Purijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha.
So, this is very, very wonderful.
That's a great mystery.
Both the living entity and the Lord glitter. The living entity, he glitters like gold. And the Lord glitters like diamond. So, when you become Krishna conscious, the diamond of Krishna becomes fully manifested in your heart.
Tad Krishna's dimants pilnībā izpaužas jūsu sirdī.
A gold ring is attractive.
Zelta gredzens ir pievilcīgs.
But a diamond ring is very, very, very attractive.
Bet dimanta gredzens ir ļoti, ļoti pievilcīgs.
So devotee, he is like diamond ring.
Un bhakta ir kā dimanta gredzens.
This is a very nice example given by Prabhupada.
Tas ir brīnišķīgs piemērs, ko mums dod Prabhupāda.
Krishna says, He is equal to everyone.
Krishna saka, ka viņš ir vienāds pret visiem.
But he is partial to his devotees.
Bet viņš ir īpaši pret
How can you do that?
Kā tas ir iespējams?
How can you be equal to everybody and be partial to your devotees at the same time?
Kā tas tā var būt, ka tu esi vienāds pret visiem, bet tajā pašā laikā īpaši pret Bhaktām?
Is Krishna contradicting himself?
Vai tad Krishna pats sev runā pretī?
No.
Nē.
Everybody has an equal opportunity to become a devotee.
Katram ir vienādas iespējas kļūt par bhaktu.
So Krishna is completely fair.
Un Krishna ir pilnīgi taisnīgs.
Nobody is held back from being a devotee.
Neviens netiek atturēts no tā, lai kļūtu par bhaktu.
It's a fact that Krishna favors his devotees.
Tas ir fakts, ka Krishna ir īpaši labvēlīgs saviem bhaktām.
But everybody has an equal chance to be such a favored person.
Bet katram ir pilnīgi vienāds iespējas kļūt par šādu izredzēto personu.
Some take advantage of it.
Kādi izmanto šo priekšrocību.
And some don't.
Bet daži nē.
In this world, very, very few take advantage of it.
Šajā pasaulē ļoti, ļoti retais, kurš izmanto šī stāvokļa priekšrocību.
Manushānam sahasreshu koshtu zatati siddhaye. Katatam ya, what is it? Manushānam sahasreshu. What is it? Yes. Manushānam sahasreshu koshtu zatati siddhaye. Yatatam api siddhānam kashtyannam viti tatvataha. Out of thousands among men, one may endeavor for perfection.
No daudziem tūkstošiem cilvēku, viens varbūt tiecās pēc pilnības.
And out of thousands who endeavor for perfection, hardly even one knows me in truth.
Bet no tūkstošiem, kas tiecās pēc pilnības, labi, ja viens zina mani.
So the fact is it's very, very rare that someone becomes a devotee.
Un tas ir fakts, ka tā ir ļoti reta lieta, kāds kļūst par bhaktu.
In this world.
Šajā pasaulē.
But in the spiritual world, everyone is a devotee.
Bet garīgajā pasaulē katrs ir bhakti.
There is not one single non-devotee in the entire spiritual world.
Tur nav neviens nebhakta visā garīgajā pasaulē.
All the non-devotees are here, you see.
Visi nebhaktas ir šeit.
So, formerly, we were all devotees in the spiritual world.
Agrāk mēs bijām visi bhaktas garīgajā pasaulē.
But we thought, well, what would it be like if I could be the supreme?
Bet tad mēs iedomājamies, bet kā būtu, ja mēs būtu augstākais?
It was a stupid thought.
Tā ir muļķīga doma.
But we thought it.
Bet mēs to nodomājām.
And Krishna gave us a chance to try it out.
Un Krishna mums iedeva iespēju pamēģināt.
So we could get such stupid thoughts out of our system.
Lai mēs vispār šādas muļķīgas domas izmestu no galvas.
So now we're trying it out.
Un tagad mēs to mēģinām.
We're trying to be the center of existence.
Mēs cenšamies būt par visuma, the existence centrum.
How do you like it?
Un kā jums tas patīk?
Is it fun?
Vai tas ir jautri?
Are you happy?
Vai esat laimīgi?
No, it's miserable.
Nē. Tas ir ciešam
jums. It's like a fish out of water.
Tas ir tā kā zivs, kas ir ārpus ūdens.
Can the fish be happy on the land?
Vai tad zivs var būt laimīgi uz sausiems?
He may sometimes stick his head up above the water and eye the inhabitants of the land, thinking they are more happy than he, a fish.
Un dažkārt viņi izbāž galvu no ūdens un paskatās, zemes iedzīvotāji domā, ka viņi ir laimīgāk nekā viņi kā zivs.
And he may think, I want to try being a land creature, and he makes it for the shore, you see. But he is not suited for that habitat. So, we may try to make ourselves the center of existence. Thinking that we can be happy in this way. But I can tell you this. You are not cut out for such an identity. It doesn't suit you, actually.
Tā patiesībā jums neder.
It's artificial.
Tas ir mākslīgi.
You can try from now until the end of the universe to be the center of existence. You'll never be able to pull it off.
Jūs varat mēģināt to līdz pat visuma pēdējai dienai, jums tas neizdosies.
I don't care how much money you have. I don't care how good looking you are. I don't care how powerful you are. I don't care how intelligent you are. I don't care how famous you are. I don't care how many mystic powers you may have. You're still not going to be able to pull off being the center of existence. You can try as you may, but you'll never be successful. So why should we waste our energy in an activity which is completely futile? A total, complete waste of time. Futile means useless.
Kas ir pilnīgi bez nederīga darbība, kurā kas ir pilnīgi nederīga un kas
with no fruit,
kurai nav nekādu augļu un kas ir tikai nekas vairāk kā laika šķiešana.
Just like if somebody thinks, well, I'm going to try to jump over this building, you see.
Kāds, piemēram, vai to saprast, kāds, kas saka, es gribu pārliekt pār šai mājai.
They stand here by the front steps and they jump a little higher. I'm going to jump over this building. They can jump from now until the end of the century, and they'll never even make it to the third floor, you know. So their efforts, the endeavor is futile. It yields no fruit. So you can try to be the center of the universe.
Un tātad jūs varat mēģināt būt visuma centrs.
From now until 2099. But you're not going to get anywhere.
Bet jūs nekur netiksiet.
You're just going to be frustrated.
Jūs vienkārši būsiet rezultātā izmis.
So why not just be who you are?
Un kāpēc gan nebūt tam, kas jūs esat?
Instead of trying to be something that you're not.
Tā vietā, lai mēģināt būt tas, kas jūs nesat.
Jivara sarupa hoy krishnera nitya das. It is stated in the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, the constitutional nature of the living being is that he is the eternal servant of Krishna.
Chaitanya Charitamrita ir teikts, ka dzīvās būtnes dāva, ka tas ir, ka tā ir mūžīgs Krishnas kalps.
All you have to do is be natural.
Viskas jums jādara, jābūt dabiskam.
Be your natural self.
Esiet tas, kas jūs esat.
Of course, if we tell people to be natural now, they will act in the wrong way, you see.
Ja mēs cilvēkiem patiesībā šodien pateiksim, esiet dabiski, viņi nepareizi rīkosies.
They'll try to imitate the monkeys.
Centīsies atdarināt mērķus.
We have been so much conditioned to think that natural means to be like an ape.
Apstākļu. Tā iegrozīšu mūsu domāšanu, ka mums liekas, ka būt dabiskam nozīmē būt mērķiķim.
But that is not natural.
Bet tas nav būt dabiskam.
In other words, we've been taught to think, I am this body.
Citiem vārdiem sakot, mēs esam mācīti domāt, ka es esmu šis ķermenis.
And then gratifying the senses of this body is the purpose of existence.
Un dzīves eksistences jēga ir apmierināt mūsu jūtekļu vēlmes.
Nothing could be further from the truth.
Nekas nevar būt tālāk no patiesības.
This body is just a garment.
Šis ķermenis ir vienkārši apģērbs.
Just like I've given this example hundreds of times, I think now. This chadar.
Simtiem reižu devis šo piemēru, šis chadars.
Is this me?
Vai tas esmu es?
Whether I have the chadar
on
my shoulder
plec,
or I don't have the chadar on my shoulder,
bet tagad man nav čadars, man plec.
Am I not still the same person?
Es neesmu joprojām tā pati persona?
So whether you have this body on, whether you're wearing this body or whether you're not wearing the body, you're still you.
Vai jums ir šis ķermenis uzvilkts? Vai jums ir šis ķermenis vai nav? Jūs vienalga esat jūs.
Your body is just a garment.
Jūsu drēbe, jūsu ķermenis ir kā drānis.
You are not males.
Jūs nesat vīrieši.
And you back there, you're not females.
Un jūs tur, jūs nesat sievietes.
We have nothing to do with these bodies.
Mums nav nekāda sakara šiem ķermeņiem.
Any more than I have something to do with this chatter.
Tāpat kā man nav nekāda sakara ar šo chatter.
You can use it for Krishna, that's all right.
Jā, mēs varam lietot to Krishna.
But don't think that it's you.
Bet nedomājiet, ka tas esat jūs.
If you think that it's you,
jūs domājat, ka tas esat jūs,
then you're in trouble.
Tad jums ir problēmas.
Because this body is temporary.
Tāpēc, ka šīs ķermenis ir laicīgs.
It is guaranteed to get sick, to get old, and to fade away into death.
Un pilnīgi noteikti, tas kļūs vecs, tas saslims un beigās aizies nebūtībā.
So if you, the eternal being, identify with your material body, sooner or later you are going to be very, very depressed.
Un ja jūs sevi iedomāsieties, jūs, kas esat mūžīgi iedomāsieties par laicīgo ķermeni, tad ātrāk vai vēlāk jūs nonāksiet depresijā.
Because even though you want to live forever, your sense of who you are now is disintegrating.
Un lai gan jūs vēlaties dzīvot mūžīgi, bet tā jūsu apziņa par to, kas jūs esat, viņi ir aizplūst.
Therefore, the intelligent person refuses to identify with this body.
Tāpēc saprātīgs cilvēks atsakās uztvert sevi par šo ķermeni.
He takes advantage of a bona fide spiritual master.
Viņš izmanto priekšrocību, ko dod garīgs skolotājs paties.
He takes advantage of saintly teachers.
Viņš izmanto priekšrocības, ko dod svētas skolotāji.
He takes advantage of revealed scriptures.
Viņš izmanto priekšrocības, ko dod svētie raksti.
And becomes self-realized.
Un kļūst paš realizēts.
To understand who he actually is beyond matter.
Un saprot, kas tad mēs esam patiesībā ārpus šīs matērijas.
Brahma Bhūta prasanātmā snasocchati nakankshati samaksarveshu bhūteshu madbhaktim labhate param. In that transcendental state, you see, he becomes fully joyful.
Un šajā pārpasaulīgajā stāvoklī viņš kļūst pilnīgi priecīgs.
He doesn't lament for anything. He doesn't desire anything.
Viņš neko, ne par ko nenožālo, ne par ko nežālojas.
He's equally disposed to every living entity.
Un viņš ir vienādi attiecās pret jebkuru dzīvo būtu.
And in that state he attains pure devotional service to Krishna.
Un šādā stāvoklī viņš sasniedz pilnīgi tīru kalpošanu Krishna.
So we have a program to train you how to become self-realized.
Un mums ir šī programma, kas apmācīs jūs, kā realizēt sevi.
How to completely liberate yourself from identification with this gross bag of material elements.
Kā sevi pilnībā atbrīvot no domām par to, ka jūs esat šīs te rūpjais maisa ar materiālajām lietām.
If you will take this program very seriously,
jūs nopietni pieņemsiet šo programmu,
you become a fully enlightened spiritual being.
Jūs kļūsiet par pilnīgi apgaismotu.
No anxiety of this material world will disturb you.
Un nekāda šīs materiālās pasaules satraukuma vairs jūs neskars.
You will be living in the spiritual world at every minute.
Jūs dzīvosiet garīgajā pasaulē katru minūti.
This is confirmed by Srila Prabhupada.
Un Srila Prabhupada to apstiprina.
In his purport.
Šajā skaidrojumā.
The very last sentence, he says, devotional service of the Lord is not an activity of this material world. It is part of the spiritual world where eternity, bliss, and knowledge predominate.
Pēdējā teikumā, viņš saka, garīgā kalpošana Dievam kungam nav šīs materiālās pasaules darbība. Tā ir daļa no garīgās valstības, kurā valda mūžības, svētājumi un zināšanas.
So what does this mean?
What does this mean?
This means that if you engage in devotional service,
tas nozīmē, ka ja jūs sevi iesaistat kalpošanā,
this means if you fully absorb yourself in devotional service,
tas nozīmē, ja jūs pilnībā iegrimdējaties garīgajā kalpošanā,
you will not be living in this material world.
Jūs nedzīvosiet šajā materiālajā pasaulē.
Even though your body may appear to be here in the Riga, your consciousness will be with Krishna in his spiritual sky. And you will act in this world on behalf of Krishna. For the deliverance of the suffering souls from this graveyard called Latvia. Estonia, Lithuania, America, all these. It's a big graveyard, different sections of the graveyard. That's
šajā kapsētā, kas saucās, kurai ir dažādas daļas, Latvija, Lietuva, Igaunija.
Right now we're in the Latvian section of the graveyard.
Tagad mēs esam kapsētas daļā, kas saucās Latvija.
So, this Krishna consciousness movement is meant to liberate us.
Krishna apziņas kustība ir radīta domāt tam, lai atbrīvotu mūs.
We simply have to take it seriously, that's all.
Mums vienkārši ļoti nopietni tā jāpieņem.
We have to take shelter of a bona fide spiritual master.
Mums jāpieņem patvērums pie paties garīgās skolotāji.
Under his direction, we have to chant Hare Krishna mantra.
Un viņa vadībā, ar viņa norādījumiem, mums jāskārtos Hare Krishna mantra.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. At least 16 rounds a day. One gentleman, he just wrote me, he says, sometimes I'm able to chant 16 rounds and sometimes I can't. Please help me, I want to chant 16 rounds every day. Tell me, how can I chant 16 rounds every day? He wants to know.
Tās kungs man vada uzrakstīja, dažkārt es skaitu 6, dažkārt 16 tāpēc, bet es gribu skaitīt regulāri 16. Palīdziet, lūdzu man.
Actually, it's very simple.
Jūs iebā, tas ir ļoti vienkārši.
Do you eat?
Vai jūs ēdat?
Do you make sure to eat every day, or you sometimes skip a day or two?
Vai jūs droši ēdat katru dienu, vai dažas dienas jūs izlaižat?
Everybody eats every day.
Katrs ēd katru dienu.
Everybody is very dedicated to eating every day.
Katrs ir ļoti
Everybody makes sure to get enough to be satisfied every day. But that's only the covering. You're taking such good care of your chatur. You're feeding it every day, very devotedly, making sure that it's well fed every day. But it's only temporary.
Bet tas ir tikai laicīgs.
You, the soul, the Atma, are eternal.
Bet jūs, vēseli, Atmas, mūžīgs.
Why would you want to starve the actual self and feed the garment only?
Kāpēc jums ir jābarojās, bet jābaro drānas?
So it's more important to chant Hare Krishna than it is to eat.
Ir daudz svarīgāk skandēt Hare Krishna nekā ēst.
And how much chanting do you need to do to get enough to stay energized throughout the days? At least 16 rounds. So, just as you eat every day, you should also chant at least 16 rounds every day. And since the chanting is more important than the eating, if at all possible, you should finish 16 rounds every morning before you take breakfast. If possible. Because then you got your priorities straight. The chanting is more important than eating. Now don't get me wrong, we're not against eating. We Hare Krishna people, we are known as the Prasadam religion. We have the best food in the whole world. There's nothing like Krishna Prasadam. But even more important is Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So therefore, chant at least 16 rounds. as the first duty of your day, every day.
Kā galveno katras dienas pienākumu, katru dienu.
And then you can enjoy prasadam.
Un tad jūs varat izbaudīt prasadam.
That's your reward for finishing your rounds.
Un tā būs jūsu balva, ka esat pabeidzis.
Can treat yourself to a nice prasadam breakfast every morning.
Uzcienājiet sevi ar rinšīgu prasadam brokastiem katru rītu.
As a reward for chanting your 16 rounds very nicely.
Kā ar balvu par labi noskaidītiem 16 atliem.
In this way you'll become empowered.
Un tādā veidā jums būs spēks.
With Krishna's holy name. With Krishna Prasadam, you'll become empowered to live in the spiritual world at every minute. Even when you go to your place of work, you'll be ecstatic because you supercharge yourself with Krishna consciousness in the morning. The material nature will not be able to penetrate you. You will be a juggernaut. You know a juggernaut?
Juggernaut.
Actually, the British coined one term. And when they, during British rule, they saw this big festival, the Jagannath Festival in Puri. British. So the British added a new word to their language, juggernaut.
Britu kolonijas laikā, kad viņi redzēja Jagannath festivālu, viņi izdomāja, radīja jaunu vārdu, juggernaut.
It means a powerful, irresistible force.
Kas nozīmē, angliski tā nozīmē, nepārvarama vara.
So if you chant 16 rounds every day, with fixed devotion,
ar stabilu atdevi,
you will be a transcendental juggernaut. You will be an irresistible force. I'm not saying you'll become Jagannath, but that's different. Juggernaut and Jagannath are two different words. Juggernaut means you become powerful in bhakti.
Juggernaut.
Juggernaut. Juggernaut.
Juggernaut.
So, in this way, mold your life. Become powerful in bhakti. Taste the bhakti bliss at every minute. Share the bhakti bliss wherever you go. Make a spiritual revolution here in Riga. So that everybody will chant. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So I thank you very much for your nice attention. And I can now ask if there are any questions. It's a question here.
Kad ir lielāks ieguvums, kad mēs paši kirtana laikā atkārtojam svēto vārdu, vai tad, kad mēs klausāmies ierakstā, piemēram, kā Guru Maharaj to dara?
What benefits more when we chant or when we listen to how, let's say, our Guru Maharaj does it on the recording?
That depends on your degree of absorption.
Tas ir atkarīgs no tā, cik lielā mērā jūs iegremdējaties tajā.
Hearing and chanting are both on the absolute platform.
Klausīšanās un atkārtošana ir abas pārpasaulīgā līmenī.
It depends on the quality of your hearing and the quality of your chanting.
Un viss ir atkarīgs no jūs klausīšanās vai skandēšanas kvalitātes.
If you hear Guru Maharaj chanting in a very casual way,
Jūs klausāties, kā jūsu guru maharāģis skandē svēto vārdu tā, garāmējot.
And you chant in a very serious way, then your chanting is more beneficial than hearing your guru maharāģis.
Un bet jūs ļoti nopietni atkārtojat svēto vārdu, tad jūsu atkārtošana ir ļoti lielāka laba.
But if you hear your guru maharāģis with deep focus of attention,
jūs klausāties savu guru maharāģi ļoti, ļoti koncentrēti.
And your chanting is not very focused.
Bet jūsu atkārtošana nav tik
laba. Then hearing guru maharāģi is more beneficial.
Tad ir vērtīgāk klausīties guru maharāģi.
So it depends on the quality of your hearing and the quality of your chanting.
Viss ir atkarīgs no jūsu klausīšanās un atkārtošanas kvalitātes.
You can't say that in it, on its own one is better than the other. They're both equally situated.
Un jūs nevarat teikt, viens ir labāks par otru. Tas abas ir vienā.
Of course, hearing must be this.
Protams, klausīšanā ir jābūt klausīšanās.
In order to chant, you first must hear.
Un arī tad, kad jūs atkārtojat svēto vārdu, jums ir...
So in that sense, hearing is always more important.
No tāda viedokļa, klausīšanās vienmēr ir svarīgāk.
But if you hear and you do not chant,
bet ja jūs klausāties, bet neatkārtojat,
then there would be not much benefit from your hearing.
Tad nekāda daudz ieguvuma nebūs no jūsu klausīšanās.
So therefore our program is Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu, hearing and chanting about Vishnu.
Tāpēc mūsu programma ir klausīties un runāt par Vishnu.
Why do you want to make distinction between hearing and chanting?
Un kāpēc jūs gribat atdalīt?
You should become expert in both.
Klausīšanos un skandēšanu. Jums ir jākļūst par ekspertu abos.
Questions more? Yes. Shishi Gornitai ki jai. Well, I thought they were coming. Yes, now they're coming. Shishi Gornitai ki jai. Tomorrow, Radha Damodar will be here too. So, what is your question?
Vai tas ir apvainojums iemīt džapas laikā, un ja ir, tad cik liels un kā to cīnīties? Is it considered, is it offense to fall asleep while chanting japa, and if it is offense, then how important or how big and how to fight against it?
Stand up. Not now. When you're chanting. If you're only asleep now, then you can stand up now. Yeah. Hari Sari Prabhu, who was Prabhupada's personal servant, he was sitting there chanting his japa and falling asleep. Prabhupada said, sitting means sleeping. So if you have trouble sitting down to chant, then you'd have to stand up and chant, that's all. Yes, it is very offensive to sleep while chanting. It's inattentive chanting. It's very offensive. Therefore, as soon as you start feeling sleepy, do something to wake up. Don't sleep in chant. They call it dive bomber japa. Dive bomber. You know. Dive bomber. A dive bomber, they come with bomb and then they deliver the bomb. They go like this and they come down close and they deliver it. The dive bomber. The plane dives down to deliver the bomb and then goes off again. So dive bomber. So don't do dive bomber jump. Dive bomber jump. But don't. Next question. Is everybody satisfied now? Yes?
What kind of forms just iekāre, no? Last. What kind of what form could you name some forms of lust that exist?
Yeah. You can lust for women. You want to have sex with women. Some people lust for men. You can lust for money. You can lust for power.
You
can lust for fame. So many types of lust. You want to enjoy something. You want to be the enjoyer. It's lust. But lust is an unnatural state of consciousness. Because you are not the enjoyer. As soon as you try to be the enjoyer, you're putting yourself to an artificial state of consciousness. Therefore, even if you gratify or are successful in gratifying, satisfying your lusty desires, you will still not be happy. Because lust means you're trying to be the enjoyer. So, come off the false platform of trying to be the enjoyer. Bhaktaram jagatapasam sarvaloka maheshwaram. Krishna says, I'm the enjoyer. Everything is my property. That means everything is for Krishna's enjoyment. So instead of you trying to compete with Krishna because of your lust, let Krishna enjoy. Let everything be for His pleasure. Let that beautiful girl be for Krishna's pleasure. Let that money, let that power, let that fame, let everything be for Krishna. And then you will feel so happy. You will enjoy on an equal level with God. Any other questions? Yeah.
Question is how to distinguish between false enthusiasm and real enthusiasm.
Yes, it's very simple. Real enthusiasm continues increasing, increasing, increasing throughout your whole life.
Patiesa entuziasms nepārtraukt pieaug un pieaug un pieaug visā jūsu dzīves laikā.
Real enthusiasm is sattvic.
Patiesa entuziasms ir sattvics.
False enthusiasm is rajasic. You're very, very enthusiastic in the beginning, and then very soon you run out of steam, you lose your enthusiasm. In short, you know it was artificial when it doesn't last.
Jūs pilnīgi noteikti zināt, ka tas nav patiesis, ir mākslīgi, ja tas
And you know it's real when it goes on increasing, increasing, year after year after year.
Un jūs zināt, ka entuziasms ir patiesi, tas nemitīgi ar vienu attīstās gadu pēc gada. What is the time span to decide it? What time span should be? A year or two or could be a full
semester? That depends.
For 2 years.
That can vary with an individual.
Katram ir, tas ir dažādi.
Some people can go on in rajasic enthusiasm longer than others can.
Vieni cilvēki šajā te tumsības entuziasmā var ilgāk darboties nekā kāda cita.
It's a false sense of enjoyment.
Tas ir nepaties veids kādā baudīt.
It's according to their previous karma.
Un saskaņā tas ir ar iepriekšējo karmu.
Some people can't maintain the false sense of enjoyment very long.
Un daži cilvēki var uzturēt šo te neīsto entuziasmu ļoti ilgi.
If you're wondering where you're at, then you have to approach an advanced devotee and reveal your heart and let him tell you where you're at.
Un jūs varat uzrunāt kādu, kas ir bhakta, kas ir augstāks par jums, un atklāt viņam savu sirdi, un tad pajautāt, kādas ir viņa domas par jūsu entuziasmu.
Then you'll know.
Tad jūs zināsiet.
Any other question?
Kāds ir veids, kā tikt vaļā no nepareizām pieķeršanām šajā pasaulē? What is the best way to get rid of false attachments?
Fill your heart with spiritual attachments.
Piepildies savu sirdi ar pieķeršanām, kas ir garīgas.
The spiritual attachments are much more enlivening than the false attachment.
Un šīs te pieķeršanās, kas ir garīgas, ir daudz iedvesmojošākas nekā pieķeršanās, kas ir materiāls.
The spiritual attachments crowd out the material attachments.
Izdariet tā, ka šī garīgās pieķeršanas vienkārši ir vairāk nekā materiāls.
You just have to fill your heart completely to the brim with spiritual attachments.
Mums vienkārši jāpiepilda savu sirds līdz augšai ar pieķeršanām, kas ir garīgas.
Become attached to the holy name.
Pieķerties svētajam vārdam.
And become attached to Krishna Prasadam.
Pieķerties Krishna Prasadam.
Become attached to Prabhupada's books.
Pieķerties Prabhupada's grāmatām.
Become attached to Sri Sri Gaura Nitai.
Pieķerties Sri Sri Gaura Nitai.
Become attached to serving the devotees.
Pieķerties kalpošanai bhaktam.
Become attached to this devotee.
Pieķerties šim bhaktam.
Become attached to this devotee.
Tam bhaktam.
Become attached to this devotee.
Šim bhaktam.
In this way, you have to build up your network of loving attachments.
Un tādā veidā jūs izveidojat
more and more and more and more loving attachments.
Garīgām attiecībām.
Go to Vrindavan.
Dodieties uz Vrindavan.
Become attached to Govardhan.
Kļūstiet pieķerties Govardhanam.
Go to Mayapur. Become attached to Ganga.
Pieķerties Gangai.
Become attached to Tilak.
Pieķerties Tilakai.
Become attached to neck beads.
Pieķerties krellītēm.
Become attached to dhoti.
Pie dhoti.
Kurta.
Kurtas.
Become attached to hearing kirtan.
Pieķerties klausīties kirtanam.
Become attached to madanga.
Pieķerties madangai.
You see? In this way, you become more and more filled up with spiritual attachment. It's like I'm very attached to harmonium. Prabhupada introduced to me this idea of harmonium playing. Through Vishnu Janaswami. So, in this way, you become more and more absorbed in spiritual attachments.
Tādā veidā vien vairāk un vairāk gremdējieties garīgā pieķeršanās.
And then one day you'll say, what material attachments?
Tad vienu dienu jūs sakaties, kādas materiālās pieķeršanās?
There won't be any left anymore.
Vairāk neviens nav palikuši.
They got squeezed out.
Viņus ir izspiestas ārā.
by all the spiritual attachment. Anything else? He hasn't asked yet.
Kungs Krišna saka, ka, lai ko tu darītu, paļaujies uz mani, ar kādiem piemēriem to var ilustrēt. Lord Krishna says that fully devote on me. So, paļaut, paļaujies. Fully devoted? Ne,
absorbed?
Fully rely on me, or
fully depend.
Fully depend on me. Could you name how to understand it better? Could you give some examples to help to understand it better?
Fully dependent. We are all fully dependent on Krishna. That's a fact.
Мы полностью зависим от Кришны.
Who has given you the air that you're breathing right now?
Kurš dod jums gaisu, ko jūs elpojat šobrīd?
The Latvian government?
Vai Latvijas valdība?
No. The air that you're breathing, just if air wasn't here, you would suffocate.
Ja nebūtu šie gaisi, jūs vienkārši nosmaktu.
Krishna is giving you the air to breathe right now.
Krishna dod jums gaisu, ko elpojat šobrīd.
He's supplying a temperature which is neither too hot nor too cold. If it was too hot or too cold, you would die.
Viņš dod mums temperatūru. Kas nav ne pārāk karsta, ne pārāk augsta.
He's maintaining a proper temperature so that you can live.
Viņš uztur pareizu temperatūru, lai jūs varētu dzīvot.
He's giving you clothing, he's giving you food, he's giving you things to do, he's giving you association, he's giving you so many things. You're dependent on Krishna for everything.
Viņš dod jums drēbes, jums dod ēdienu, viņš dod jums visu. Jūs pilnībā esat atkarīgs no Krishna.
Eko bahunam yo vidadati kaman. That one supreme conscious eternal, he is supplying everything for the plural conscious eternals.
Un šī viena būtne pie visu dot visām pārējām dzīvajām būtnēm.
Katha Upanishad. So, name one thing that you have that does not come to you by Krishna's mercy.
Miniet kaut vienu lietu, kas nebūtu, kas būtu bez Krishna žēlstības.
Can you name any one thing which has not come to you by the mercy of Krishna?
Vai jūs varat minēt kaut vienu lietu, kas nebūtu, kas būtu jums dota bez Krishna žēlstības?
No. Everything has come by the mercy of Krishna.
Viss ir pateicoties Krishna žēlstībai.
Therefore you are totally fully dependent upon Krishna for absolutely everything.
Un tāpēc jūs esat pilnībā atkarīgs no Krishnas, pilnīgi visā.
So don't you think you owe him some devotion?
Vai jūs domājat, ka jūs esat, ka you owe him some devotion? Means, ka jūs esat viņam par, you owe him? Do you think
yes.
That you owe him some devotion?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. Vai tad jūs domājat, ka jūs nesat parādā tādā gadījumā viņam kaut kādu uzticību, kādu kalpošanu?
Yeah. Questions more, yeah.
Vai mums stojīt ir būt ravnodušni, da? Vai ir jēga būt vienaldzīgiem pret dēmoniem un vai vajag viņiem sludināt? Should we preach to the demons or should we be in a state that we don't care about them?
Vaishnava cares about everyone.
Vaishnava rūpējas, viņam ir daļa par visiem.
He sees everyone samaham, sabrazat sarva, I forget, pandita samadarshina. Yeah. He sees everyone is part and parcel of Krishna.
Viņš redz, ka ikviens ir daļa no Krishnas.
But he preaches where he'll be effective.
Bet viņš sludina tur, kur viņš ir efektīvs.
Wherever he can be effective, he preaches.
Un, lai, tur, kur viņš var būt efektīvs, tur viņš arī sludina.
If his preaching will not be effective with certain persons, he avoids that preaching.
Un, ja viņa sludināšana nav efektīva noteiktiem cilvēkiem, tad viņš izvairās.
Because he knows he has a certain amount of time, limited amount of time in this present body.
Tāpēc viņš zin, ka viņam ir ierobežots laiks šajā ķermenī.
Therefore, he applies his energy where it will be the most effective.
Un tāpēc viņš pielieto savu enerģiju tur, kur tā ir visefektīvākā.
If he can make the demons Krishna conscious, he will preach to the demon.
Ja viņš var padarīt demons par Krishnas apziņas būtnēm, viņš sludina viņiem.
It's like our book distributors.
Tā kā mūsu grāmatas sludītāji.
They approach everyone without discrimination.
Viņi uzrunāja vienu bez jebkādas atšķirības.
And they convince so many demons that take the books, and they become devotees. There are so many stories of people who acted in very demoniac ways against the devotees. And they became transformed by the books and by prasadam. They were openly demoniac against this movement. And they became completely transformed. So, according to your expertise, you can preach to anyone and everyone. If you can make Jagai and Madai Krishna conscious, go for it. But don't waste your energy where you will not be effective and you only cause them to make blasphemy, to not waste your energy in that way. But we approach everyone with the books. We go out on the street and let everyone hear the holy name. Prabhupada said we are forcing them to become pious. So you simply have to be intelligent to see how you can utilize your time and your energy to be most effective for having an uplifting impact on this global civilization.
Jums ir vienkārši jādomā, kādā veidā jūs būsiet visefektīvākais, lai varētu ietekmēt visas civilizācijas mērogā cilvēks apziņas pacelšanu.
Any other questions? Yeah.
Es gribētu saprast, Bhagavad Gītā teiks, ir četri veidi cilvēki, kuriem vajadzētu sludināt, un četri veidi cilvēki, no kuriem vajadzētu izvairīties. Tad es gribētu saprast to. In Bhagavad Gītā, it is said that there are four types of people we should preach, and four types of people we should avoid. So then how to understand, I'd like to...
Yes. The idea is...
Suķi v tom, ideja tajā.
As I explained to this other devotee, it's according to your ability to be able to effectively enlighten them. It's stated that a devotee preaches to the innocent and he avoids the demons. A neophyte devotee, he can preach to a certain percentage of the people. An advanced devotee, he's more expert at reaching out and transforming the more demoniac type of people.
Tas, kas ir neofīts, viņš tikai dažiem cilvēkiem, šaurai cilvēku lokam mums rutināt.
In the beginning, you can only... In the beginning, the neophyte can only preach to a small group, you see. But as he becomes more expert, the percentage of people he can preach to becomes bigger. Lord Nityananda and Haridas, they approached a guy in Madai who were the king of the demons. The idea is that you don't approach those people who will commit blasphemy when you preach to them. But according to your level of expertise, a neophyte devotee will approach in such a way that the people commit blasphemy. But the advanced devotee, when he approaches them, they will have a different impression of the advanced devotee.
Iesācējis bhakta, viņam varētu būt, viņam varētu būt problēmas ar to, ja uzrunājot, viņš varētu, viņa sludināšanas rezultātā, cilvēki varētu sākt zaimot. Taču pieredzējuši bhakta,
could you repeat the last sentence, but advanced devotee could...
An advanced devotee can approach people who are more demoniac without agitating them to commit blasphemy.
Jā, bet pieredzējuši bhakta var uzrunāt demoniski rakstura cilvēkus tādā veidā, ka tas nesatrauc viņu prātus un tā rezultātā šie demoniskie cilvēki
He is more expert at turning on, to flipping the bhakti switch on, the bhakti switch within their heart on. He's more expert than the neophyte.
Un pieredzējis bhakta, viņam ir šīs prasme šo bhakti slēdzīt, kas ir katra sirdī ieslēgt.
So he can approach people the neophyte cannot approach.
Un viņš var uzrunāt demoniski raksturu cilvēkus, ko neofīts nevar.
That's why we let the more advanced devotees do the preaching.
Un tāpēc mēs laižam vai pieredzējušāki bāks.
And we hear from them and we learn how we can become more expert preachers.
Un mēs klausāmies viņus un mācāmies no viņiem, kā mēs varam kļūst par prasmīgiem sludinātājiem.
The more you hear advanced devotees preach, just by hearing them, you'll become expert preacher.
Un jo vairāk jūs klausāties, kā pieredzējuši sludinātāji sludina, jo vairāk jūs arī pats kļūstat meistarīgāks.
We have just about two minutes left. Any last question?
Divas minūtes pēdējais jautājums.
All right, we can end early tonight. Oh, there's a question.
Is a proof that Krishna protects his devotees, because we can see many examples that a person starts practicing Krishna consciousness but then deviates. So
that means he gave up Krishna's protection. Krishna is giving the protection. But he foolishly gave up the protection of Krishna.
Bet viņš muļķīgi atteicās no šīs Krishnas aizsardzības.
Krishna protection is always there.
Krishnas aizsardzība vienmēr ir.
His lotus feet are always there.
Viņa lotus pēdas vienmēr ir šeit.
But if you run away from his protection,
bet ja jūs aizbēgat no viņa aizsardzības,
then you are not protected.
Tad jūs netiekat aizsargāti.
If you want to be protected, you must take shelter.
Jūs vēlaties, lai jūs aizsargāt,
and do not leave that shelter. And do not leave that shelter. Okay. So we thank you all very much. We'll have Bhagavatam class tomorrow morning.
Bhagavatam class tomorrow
morning. Raja Vidya Srimad Bhagavad Gita ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
His grace Srimad Sankarsan Dasatikari ki
jai.